الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, right from the beginning of the surah, Suratul Baqarah, if we have to look right from the start of the surah right up to this verse, we will notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning discussed those divine injunctions, those divine commandments that were given to us from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to the aspect of ibadat. Ibadat means those acts of devotion, those acts of worship. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after discussing those injunctions related to ibadat, Allah discussed those injunctions related to mu'asharat. Mu'asharat means those acts of our social dealings, etc. And we see ibadat at the beginning, and then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses mu'asharat. Then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses that act which is most difficult for man to perform, for man to execute and do, and that is for man to give his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spend his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to spend his wealth also, his possessions also, in the path of Allah. This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this is, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. That fight and struggle in the path of Allah, and know well that Allah hears, Allah is well aware. And then we see the second verse when it comes to spending one's possessions in the path of Allah. Allah says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. That who is there who is ready to spend or to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a good handsome loan, and Allah will double that loan for him. Allah will give him extra. And we discussed that verse also in detail. Now the former was actually explained in detail by the detailed story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed regarding Talut and his army, and the war that they waged against Jalut and his army, and how Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam killed Jalut. The idea was for Allah subhanahu, the idea for mentioning the story, for discussing the story, is to explain to the Sahaba ikram that how they should spend their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to the latter verse, that is, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِدُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, and who is there to give a loan to Allah, a good loan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now discusses this before Ayatul Kursi. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, that oh, you have brought iman, now spend, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, expend from that which we have provided you with. Remember, a person most of the time finds himself caught up in some sin on account of these two things. Number one, he normally has this deep and immense love for his life. And number two, he has this deep and immense love for also his wealth and his possessions. Now, in order to save yourself from that sin, the idea is to spend both in the path of Allah. That is, give your life in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah, for the deen of Allah, and to spend your wealth also in the path of Allah. So one is discussed. Now the other is this, with regards to spending one's life in the path of Allah. Allah discussed like 2-3 pages regarding that. Now Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, with regards to spending in the path of Allah, Allah asks you to spend in the path of Allah, مِنْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, that spend from that which we have provided you with. Why do you spend in the path of Allah? مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٍ, because we all know a day is going to come, an inevitable day which is known as Yawmul Qiyamah. Before this day comes, and Allah gives you a description also of this day, Allah says, spend before this day comes. And remember, on this day there is no trading on this day, there is no friendship on this day. In another verse we also read that on this day there won't be any sort of kinship or ansab. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ, let alone friendship. Even they will, on that day there will be no talk about lineage or kinship or my family or who is going to help me from my family, any assistance, etc. Allah says, وَلَا شَفَاعَةً, nor will there be any intercession. Now of course we know at the start of the day of Qiyamah this will take place, there will be no khulla, no friendship, no intercession. But we will discuss the details of this in Ayatul Kursi, that there will be those people who will intercede on behalf of other people with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day of Qiyamah. Then Allah says, وَالْكَافِرُونَ. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes this verse. Allah says, وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. That who are the unjust? The kuffar, they are the unjust, they are the wrongdoers. In other words, Allah is telling you that, listen, O you Muslims, that spend your lives and spend your possessions, your wealth in the path of Allah to remove this injustice and to bring about adala, to bring about justice. Adal, adala, to let adala be prevalent on the earth. Allah is telling you who are the unjust people. So on account of that, spend your lives and spend your wealth, and in that way you will eradicate this injustice and you will bring about, you will establish this justice on the surface of the earth. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.